Greetings! A human lord living with a recent breakup, looking for happiness and action to let go of depression. A lord of unfortunate fairies. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a story about Oberon from Midsummer's Night Dream in 5 minutes. Let's go!
From the Fredericton High School, this is episode 69 of Busted Shakespeare, the podcast that no one cares or dares to check out. Hard work, contentful podcast episode. I'm Anna, the Busted Shakespeare host. Question anyone you see what comes to everyone's mind when talking about Oberon from A Midsummer's Night Dream. They'd probably say the Fairy Lord. But in this episode, we will explain everything about Oberon. For more than 4 years, an Armenian genius named Edward Matamorsen, excuse me if I said it wrong, had been analyzing Shakespeare and his work. But for today's special episode, we invited Edward here to give us a common sense about Oberon. Let's bring him here.
We call this episode The Depression in Pressure. Edward Matamorsen was interviewed by Anna.
Well, being a Shakespeare smarty pants doodly do like you, what can you tell us and our listeners about Oberon?
Well, Oberon's main goal in Midsummer's Night Dream is to steal his child from his wife. As you can see in this quote, "Fetch me that flower, the herb I shewed. The once, the juice of it on sleeping eyelids laid will make or man or woman mightily date upon next live creature it sees." Oberon is getting prepared to execute his plan and to steal his child from Titania.
What do you think about Puck?
I think Puck is scared of Oberon, so he will serve him forever and ever. But still, I think Puck is careless of what he does, but Puck is making Oberon amused, so I guess that's pretty much a good thing.
Can you please explain us when does Oberon decide to execute his plan?
Certainly. Oberon starts executing his genius plan in Act 2, Scene 1, where Oberon talks with Puck about the flower's powers. "And with the juice of this, I'll streak her eyes and make her full of hateful fantasies."
What do you feel when Oberon orders something to Puck?
I feel that every time Oberon orders Puck to do something, he talks like an evil genius that has been working on it for a while, and he's 100% sure that he is not going to fail. And it looks like he's very calm too when he's talking, so creepy.
Did Oberon achieve his plan, sir?
Yes, Oberon manages to come to a common agreement with Titania while she's under the dose of the potion, but he still gets the boy. Oh wait, I think I forgot to tell in the beginning that the child was a boy. But yeah, he has him and he looks that he's very satisfied.
Well, I think that gave us a brief explanation about Oberon from Midsummer's Night Dream, made by Shakespeare. Thank you, Edward. Your answers were generous, detailed, and helpful, and hopefully someone might check out our helpful podcast.
Thanks to you too for having me. I've had a great time.
Our time is about to run out, but this was episode 69. Depression and Pressure, presented by Busted Shakespeare. We had our special guest today, Edward Matamorsen. I'm your host of Busted Shakespeare, Anna, and we're signing off. Later!